With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
All right, it is me, Slim Fast. Julie is here, and Snow Cone, but no Laszlo. You know,
isn't he getting dental care that he found on Twitter?
something like that. Laszlo has like a couple of fake. I don't know what they're called. What are they, caps? Is that what they're called? Right? Or are they veneers? I don't actually know. They can fall apart.
Is it the thing that Marv has in Home Alone?
No,
because I've never seen it. His tooth doesn't like disappear, and he's got like a gap there.
I think he's got veneers.
It's like a cover,
like
or something,
couple.
Right? Or I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's something. I know that I knew him when he had some dental work done, mm-hmm. and whatever that was, I think is what occasionally now every few years he'll have a problem with it. I think like a cap will come off, like in
yes.
his sleep or something.
It's like once every few years this happens,
and then he wakes up in excruciating pain. And the reason Julie said the thing about Twitter is because
it's true.
I guess it is true. He went to the dentist to try and get it, because he says it's very painful, which I've heard other people say it's extremely painful. So he went to the dentist, what day? Yesterday, right?
Went
to the dentist yesterday, and they're like, yeah, okay, that looks painful. We can squeeze you in, you know, and get you rushed in by the 30th or the 31st.
Yeah. That's so
like that.
Terrible.
And he's like, what do I do? And they're like, you make an appointment and you wait, I guess. And I asked him, I said, do they give you pain medication or anything? He said, no, they can't do that. So, and I was like, I don't understand. They can't or they won't. Like, do dentists not write that? Is that like something orthodontists do? Were you at a dentist? I don't know how that stuff works at all. But anyway, he was in pain and he had to wait until the 30th or the 31st. And so then, you know, he said something about it on Twitter and
An angel appeared.
Someone messaged him. I don't know if they added him and wrote him back. I didn't check to see, but I know he texted us. He group texted us last night and said, look.
Well, no, he quote tweeted her.
Like, okay,
he did.
She
was like, I can get you in or something tomorrow.
Right.
And he was like, my hero.
Right. So, I mean, look, she's, I assume, a dentist. It sounds, you know.
Or not. We'll find out. It's like
I'm
one of those
sure.
marketplace orthodontists that'll be like, I can get you in the basement.
Seems like a tough thing to fake. I did. Do you remember
when
I did that?
But it's content, baby.
Circle?
You know?
Wait, what?
Years and years and years ago when we were allowed to do, I mean, we weren't allowed to, but when we still did prank phone calls.
Oh, right.
When I would call people, and I did get in trouble, but that was the whole, you know, I got the strike card from our old boss, and he's like, that's two strikes. Okay, there's a third strike. Don't do this again.
I remember that.
So one of them that I got in trouble for was I put up an ad that said you could get, I don't know, free or low-cost dental work.
You put that up on the internet?
Oh, yeah. We posted stuff on Craigslist all the time to try and get bites, you know.
To get people to call you?
Yeah. They'd exchange numbers or whatever, then I'd call them or have them call me. I don't remember exactly
how it worked.
You didn't,
like, follow it up, though? Like,
no, I just needed to get the call, right? I just wanted to record the call. And we used to work with a guy in Seattle who would do all these. You know, he'd get everything ready knowing what we were going to do. You know, if you're selling a car, he's got the sound effects for that. But when we did
stuff
the dental
I
thing,
probably do.
Yeah, but we don't do the call thing anymore because they, you know, we kind of had to sign a thing saying we promised to never do it again. But he had this whole sound of like a dentist office. And the whole premise of that thing, it was supposed to be funny. The whole premise was that I did it in my basement. Mm-hmm. And that the reason I had to do it in my basement was because I lost my dental license. And the reason I lost my dental license is because I got sued several times. And I don't remember if it was like, I think they, I said, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was, that when people were under the gas, I would assault them. And I said that it was just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, horrible things, horrible things. And the people on the receiving end were like, you know, and I'm just saying, you know how it goes, you know, just all these crazy allegations and they're just people that are angry or whatever. And the people on the receiving end are like, yeah, I totally get it. You know, that sucks.
No,
because they need, yes, right. And it was sad. It's supposed to be funny, but it ends up being
that's
sad
really
because they
sad.
Needed dental work so bad and they couldn't afford it. And, you know, I mean, Lazo can afford it, but it's just the idea that even if you can afford it, they don't care that you're in pain. Like,
that's
yeah,
depressing.
Wait a couple of weeks. Right. So I totally understand the idea that if these people were willing to come over to my basement where it sounded like people were being tied up and tortured or whatever it was that we were doing, I imagine that if you're in that kind of pain, I would probably say yes to someone's offer on Twitter as well.
Yeah. I'm not shaming him. I'm just saying that's, you know, where
I know
he's
you're
at
not.
Right now.
It just sounded funny at the beginning without context.
It's a literal
it's
true thing.
It is
yes.
true.
I mean, we're just saying where he is because people are wondering where he went.
And yep. it's kind of sad, too, that not everyone in America is fortunate enough to have so many Twitter followers that they could find
True.
Dental work on Twitter,
right.
a stranger on Twitter, to offer them dental work. You know, that's he's the lucky one.
Yeah.
So he's getting a root canal. I'm not sure what that is, but I know root canal is painful. I mean, look, we use it as a euphemism for pain,
yeah.
right, or torturous things that yeah. life experiences. What does anyone know what it is?
I don't want to know.
It's like you've got a
horrible.
Nerve, because I think what's hurting him right now
I
is that there's a nerve exposed, right?
Yeah.
And so when they do a root canal, don't they like drill down? I can't even.
Stop.
All right, I want to ask you guys this, since we're talking about dentists, and be honest, because I just read a thing this morning, and Julia, maybe you read it too. They asked Americans, when's the last time you went to the dentist? And this whole poll, they were like shocked. By, oh my God, you won't believe how many Americans haven't been to the dentist in this long and this long. So I just want a real answer from you guys because there's no judgment here. How long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
Fall.
Okay. I expected that from Julia. I feel like she's got her ducks
Don't
in a row.
Don't groan at me,
no.
Snow Cone.
No.
There's no reason to groan.
I was groaning.
He's groaning at himself.
I'm groaning at myself. I'm trying to think what I...
Just,
what I
feel like sometimes
no,
he takes
good.
Hits at me.
I had
would never...
I had a dentist from the time I was a kid all the way up into my adult years, and I went every 6 months because I had the insurance, and it was like the one thing that insurance covered, right, was that cleaning because it's like $100, and they just, I think, pay for most or all of it. Mm-hmm. So I went every 6 months, and because I never had any cavities or any problems, I never developed a fear for the dentist. Everyone I knew seemed to hate going to the dentist, but it never bothered me, I think because I'd gotten lucky. But then my dentist retired. Oh, boy, that's probably been 4 years ago, something like that. I have still not found a new dentist. So I think it's been 4 years since I've been to the dentist. But when I read this thing about Americans, they said, I think it was 22% of Americans have not been at all in over 5 years. So but then I thought, Snow Cone, no offense, but
no, I get why
you don't
you
seem
think
like
that.
A six-month guy.
I'm really not, but I actually did go in 2020 or 2021, either last year or the year before.
Do you guys dread it? Do you fear it?
Yeah.
You do. You hate it.
For sure.
Absolutely hate it. Julia?
I'm just, like, more annoyed that I have to go. Like, I'm like, oh, this is in the middle of my day. Like, the act of having an appointment.
I just don't like anything teeth. Just stay away from my
but
teeth.
But I get excited to pick out my flavor of...
Fluoride.
I used to really like having to get impressions because I thought that was a fun feeling. I don't hate it.
The only thing I remember was obviously the laughing gas being a lot of fun,
yeah.
but I only got it one time, and I don't remember what they were doing to me, but I was a kid, and I only got it once, and every time I went back, I thought, all right, I was almost hoping that there would be something, but then people told me, like, no, if it's bad enough that they're actually going to give you gas, you're probably going to feel some of it anyway, don't hope for the laughing gas. But didn't people, Snow Cone, you were a deadhead, or not a deadhead, but a fish
yeah,
head,
fish lot.
Which
yeah.
is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, lots of nitrous.
How did they
what
get
does
it?
That mean?
He followed Fish. You didn't know that about Snow Cone? He followed Fish, the band, which was like, they like kind of replaced the Grateful Dead in
sure.
the sense
yeah.
of like the
yeah.
jam band that everyone
band.
Followed around the country.
And you could get nitrous, which is laughing gas, in the parking lot, and balloons.
Because that's like a big jam band thing, is you go to these concerts. Or at least I know I remember reading stuff about the Grateful Dead and how the
yeah.
band themselves, they would have nitrous
oh,
that they used. And then if you go to the shows,
yeah.
I've never had someone offer. I've never been
three,
to a place.
One for three, two for five, homie.
Never seen it. I've never seen someone selling it. I've never had it offered to me. I would absolutely say yes, but it's just never happened. So the last time I had laughing gas was when I was a little kid. I mean, did you ever buy it, Snow Cone? I would assume that you did, right?
At fish shows?
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay. All right, Julia. Enough about going to the dentist. So that's what Laszlo's doing. And I don't know if he's coming in. Do you guys... There was a lot of texts back and forth. I wasn't totally clear what was happening.
I'm not either.
Okay,
I
you
wasn't
weren't
either.
Okay,
I mean, I had a text snow cone, so we.
Yeah,
know
you guys
got to
start including her because it's.
Yeah, well, why is there a separate group chat without me? What's being said?
Because I think occasionally
it's because you guys all think you're bothering me.
No, it's not about bothering you. I think it's because. Well, yeah, I guess it is because maybe we think that we're bothering you. But also, I think that sometimes it's, you know. Locker room talk, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
not about
there.
You. No, just like, you know, no, honestly, I don't know why. I think it's usually if the first text starts after a certain time of night, then that's when he'll text you and me, Snowcone.
Oh.
And Julie's not on it. I've noticed that. If it's like after 10 p.m. or after 9 p.m., I don't know exactly when that cutoff is, I notice suddenly Julie's not included.
Yes.
It always feels weird when like Snowcone reaches out and he's like, hey, we've all decided that blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, have we?
Yeah, it's a weird position to be pudding because I could text her like, hey, we're gonna be off tomorrow, we're off. It's
and
like,
then he's sending me like these
her?
Weird encouraging texts today that I'm like, are you doing this because you feel bad that I'm not in the other group chat?
Well, like he's trying to be like, funny. He was sending like words of affirmation or
it was more like he was being Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms.
Sure.
Right, like he was saying.
I've noticed he does that sometimes.
He said, "We need Showtime Julia today. The glitz, the glamour, the style. GLAM.
What?
Remember when we had this whole talk last
week? If you guys include her in the text, I won't have to do stuff like that.
About Laszlo getting out of his car and you saying, "Hey, what's up, Home Slicer? What did you call him?
I would never say Home
MC. You
said
called
sucka
him
MC.
No, you said, "Oh, sucka
you know
MC."
Yeah.
Okay, I kept telling my girlfriend all weekend it was Boss DJ. Okay, it was sucka MC. So you see, you know, Snowcone will do these things in a good mood and he'll say something and then just doesn't pick up on the fact that the person on the other end might not. Be matching his level of happiness, joy,
excitement.
Well,
and then I put it on Twitter, and then people are replying, and they're like, is he telling you to put on makeup for work? And I'm like...
Oh, no.
Snowcone?
No, I swear to God.
What were you texting her?
What were you saying?
Did you say pretty yourself up or something?
No, he said
we need the glitz and the glam today.
Okay.
But I didn't take it like that. I just am like, all right, he's being a weird house mom.
Yeah, just, you know, Liza might be out. We need Showtime Julia.
I don't know what that means, but I didn't take it as put makeup on for work.
No, that's not what it meant.
When I walked in today, he was blasting. Well, you might have heard it, Julie. He was blasting Common and singing along to it.
Okay,
was it Kanye? I heard Common's voice.
You heard Pusha T's voice.
It sounded like Common.
You're
anyway,
right. I wanna know.
He was blasting Kanye, and I knew then, like, oh, Snowcone's in a good mood today. This is bound to get on somebody's nerves.
Jesus Christ.
See, now he's angry, which puts me in a good mood. Okay, Julia was trying to explain something to you. She's going to explain it to us here in a second. She was literally trying to explain a meme to me, which
I
was trying to Bing on Internet Explorer.
I'm not kidding you. This gave me a headache.
I was just trying to get caught up so I'd have some idea what we're talking about.
I know you turned 40 this week, but my God, did you turn 40?
I've given up. so maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Maybe something just a switch actually flips. I don't know. But
it had to have.
I think I get it now. We're going to rate each other. Is that what we're going to do?
No!
I'm kidding. Julie is a 10, but she's got some things she'd like to work on.
No, don't say that. Let's not say that.
I'm just kidding. This is the she's a 10 TikTok thing, right? Which turned into a Twitter thing, which apparently...
It's just
not a Bing thing yet, but I'm going to make it one.
Okay. Bing.
We'll discuss it.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, my name is Slim Fast. Julia is here and Snowcone is here. Laszlo, in case you haven't noticed, he is not here today. He's at the dentist, as Julia pointed out, at, I don't know, a Twitter dentist, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
No, we're not saying anything bad.
I think the way that she said it at the beginning of the show, it sounded negative, like, hey, he's getting some dental work done off Twitter.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. I was proud of him.
Of course you did. You knew it sounded kind of funny. It does. Sounds kind of funny.
Being resourceful.
But he's getting a root canal, which I just looked up off the air, and I am not going to describe. It's basically what I thought it was, only worse.
I think the common people know it.
Do they? Well, I asked you what it was, and no one.
I know, but we're dumb.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's fair. Please text us. We do have a text line. Am I getting this right? 913-586-7965, right? 913-586-7965, which is also, what's our vanity code? Who remembers the vanity code?
Oh,
913-LUMPY-OJ.
Lumpy OJ. 913-LUMPY-OJ. We've had to change our text line a few times, and so that's the one that we have currently, so you can text us at that. You can also join our subreddit, which I really encourage you to do. If you're like, I don't know how to do it, just go to reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo, L-A-Z-L-O. Join that. That's where we, if you have questions, if you have something that you want to discuss, I think Snowcone posted a thread on there that's just designed to stay up there forever. If there's something that you'd like to hear, a story request, whatever it is, show topics. Yep. And then, of course, that's also where we get our questions for Get to Know You, which happens on Wednesdays. We are also on Instagram and Twitter and all those, just at Church of Laszlo. Okay, coming up next, Julia is going to explain a meme to me. I'm going to try and make this as painless as possible. You know what, Julia, I'll just let you run with it. I'll just sit back, and if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't.
I've
I think
tried
I get it.
So hard already, like I'm 20 minutes to make you understand. So I don't know where we go from here because I have a headache.
I've got it. I think I understand. Pretty sure.
The Church of Laszlo.
My name is Slimfast. Julia is here, and Snowcone is here, but there's no Laszlo today because he had to have emergency dental work, and I don't know if he's coming in today or not. I assume not, based on what I just read online earlier about what all is involved with the root canal. I'd be surprised if he's back
if
tomorrow.
If he came in, that'd be something.
I would hope, and I know we're going to talk about something else here in just a second, but I would really hope that for something like that, that they put you under. I mean, I've never had this done, but do they just do that? That's the thing about the dentists. Way too much stuff is done wide awake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you get the gas for that.
I think it's got to be Florida, but there's a dentist somewhere. I've seen the billboards before, and it says, you know, hate going to the dentist? Do it all asleep. And the whole thing is that no matter what you're getting done, they'll put you under gas. Yeah, and it's got to be Florida. It seems
That's
like a very
a
Florida thing.
Pitch.
Oh, and he's got billboards like, you know, every 5 miles or something, you'll see another one that says, hate going to the dentist? Go to sleep. Okay, Julia is going to explain what's been going on because I was out of town over the weekend. It was my birthday, and
I don't think that's the reason you didn't understand.
That's not it.
No, I'm just saying
this took
I haven't
a very
been,
long time, and you still don't.
I haven't been plugged in. You know, I kind of took a break from social media and the internet, and I just all that. So I'm not up to date on everything that's
but
going on.
It literally took you half an hour.
I was joking with you guys.
I don't
okay,
know that you were.
I was trying to make you guys laugh.
I don't know. All fair, you were really struggling too.
I was joking. I said I was binging stuff on Internet Explorer. That's not even a real thing anymore. It's called Edge now. Anyway, okay, Julia is going to explain this. I think I got it now. So this is really for everyone else that doesn't already know.
Right.
Okay, so this has been a thing on TikTok for like a couple weeks now, but for some reason it went every other place on the internet yesterday. So they're doing this thing where they're explaining somebody that is the most attractive they could be. So they're saying she or he is a 10, but, and then it's kind of like some sort of deal breaker, some sort of negative thing. And then it's like, what score would you give them based on that? Like, how much less hot does it make them now that this thing is a factor? So like, they're a 10, but they're a Disney adult. Like, what does that mean to you?
Oh, that's a good one. A Disney adult is a good one, depending on how far they take it. I mean, let's just pretend like we're dealing with someone that you actually find to be beautiful, right?
Man.
Aesthetically pleasing. They're absolutely a 10 in your mind, but then...
Yeah, 100% your type visually.
But then they wear like the Mickey or the, I don't know if it's Mickey or Minnie Mouse overalls and the shirts, the matching t-shirts that go underneath it. I know people that have, I know some people, hopefully they're not listening, that like very cool, very attractive, I'm thinking of one woman in particular, very attractive, very cool, way into Disney, the tattoos. Like, I've seen her wearing the ears before on social media. I'm like, oh, did they go to the parking? Like, no, she's wearing those at the house to take a picture for social media.
I know that goes there, like, once a year. Like, goes, like, once a year, like, as a pilgrimage.
And I'm not hating on Disney. The drinking around the world thing sounds kind of fun. But it's there is the type, though, that's like, we're going to get married here, and then we're going to have our honeymoon here, and then I'm going to, and before that, I'm going to propose to you here. And it's every, like, single trip and, like, anything you do is done at Disney.
And it's weird. It's a kid's thing. What are you
weird,
doing?
But I don't think it would bother me that much. Like, I feel like I could get used to it. It could be so much worse. So, you know, you want to collect all the Disney Blu-rays when they come out or whatever. Maybe if we're listening to, like, the soundtracks in the car, I think that would be really annoying. But if you want to go to the park and you like Mickey Mouse clothing, It's not ideal. It's not ideal, but if we're talking about a 10, again, I'm trying to imagine a 10 here. That is certainly not a deal breaker. So that knocks you down, what, a point, maybe two?
Yeah, so for you, that's an 8 or a 9.
8 or a 9.
Okay, what
absolutely.
Else we got? What else is up?
Yeah, give me another example here, Julia. A snow cone sent me some here. Hold on. Snow cone, did you
shut
print?
Up.
He yeah, can we talk about
Julia,
this? He's like, I'm printing out a list, and there's four
he
things
printed on it. Out a list. He left and went to the printer.
Well, usually
gave his little employee code to pay for
the
page.
Printed off, so I...
Why can't you email?
We could have just told
him. I could have just texted.
You could have wrote it down.
I could have wrote it down. I could have done a lot of
He honestly could have said it because there's like two things on the paper.
Okay, so here's the stuff that he printed. Okay, she's a 10, but she claps when the plane lands. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say for that...
That's pretty good.
Like,
I could get used to that, though. That's all we're dealing with here.
It's not a complete deal breaker. I'm going to say a 7.
7? That knocks you down 3 points because you're
such a
nervous flyer that you clap when the plane lands?
If it's a 30-minute flight to Chicago, yes.
Well, here's the thing, though. If someone that claps when the plane lands, you assume that there's other characteristics about
I understand.
Him.
It's
yeah,
a type of
they
person.
Stand, they stand up at the
right.
second it lands, and you're
yes.
way in the back. And that just like...
They clap at the end of movies, probably. I get it. I get it. Okay, so
yes.
it's not great. I'd
yes.
say, though, still, if we're dealing with the 10 here, I'm going to knock you down to, a 9. A 9 or an 8, depending
one
on...
1 point.
1 point. Yeah, that one's not bad at all.
I love how accepting you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. who am I? Okay, the next one says she's a 10, but she says bro romantically. Okay, now see, that's a problem. And I know
what
it shouldn't
mean?
Be. That's
like,
a problem.
Like, in bed?
Like, I love you, bro.
Yeah, if she's saying I love you, bro, and bro, if she's just saying bro all the time, period.
Yeah, no.
But especially, I mean, they're saying romantically, but yeah.
Keep
oh,
going, bro.
You look beautiful, bro. Yeah, keep going, bro. Yeah, that's a serious,
going,
that's a serious hang-up. I mean, again, I can get used to it, but that one would take a while. And it's going to be jarring at first. The kind of jarring where you go, this might not work at
yeah.
all. Or I knew this was too good to be true. Let's see. Next one here.
You didn't rate it.
Oh, yeah. So what would that be? Bro romantically. I'll tell you, at first, it's
Man.
So shocking. I
yeah.
think it might be, honestly, a 6 or a 7. But if I could get used to it, then we're dealing with an 8 or a 9 here
if
again.
If she was to say, keep going, bro. No.
But I think you could get used to that. It's like, that's how
no,
she talks.
No. Oh
my God, I love the roles that you play by. Like, you'll take anyone.
I'm telling you. So it's different, you know? It's just, it's a little
he's
jarring.
Like, he's like,
first,
how
but...
fun, it's new.
Right.
Okay, this is a good one. She's a 10, but she buys crystals. Now, see, that to me implies someone who's into all kinds of healing, astrology.
I don't hate
all of those
it.
Things. Again, not a deal breaker, but that's a serious hang
I know
up
a lot
me.
Of people. Okay,
yeah,
I know a lot of people who have crystals, but it doesn't mean they're so far into it.
Yes,
true.
My
but
girlfriend,
I have
I
a couple.
Think, is a 10, and she buys crystals, but she's not. She's
okay.
not holistic.
I just, yeah, same.
Not,
I have a few on my nightstand. I just like them.
Yeah.
And I,
hold on,
you know.
Hold on. That's different. No one would describe Julia that I know of as, you know, a crystal buyer.
Woo-woo.
Like, that's just not something. I mean, I don't see you going out of your way
yeah.
to get crystals or talk about the healing. If they're saying she's a 10, but she buys crystals,
are you
they're implying
Julia,
that she
do you burn
is,
sage?
No.
Right. Like, that's,
but
the,
I would.
That's a crystal buyer.
I like the smell of sage.
Yeah, okay. But are you doing it for the smell or because it's cleansing or something?
Yeah, I'm going with...
I had sage and some... Like, if somebody gifted me sage and they're like, cleanse your space, I would do it. But I wouldn't buy it for that.
If it's just, I bought a couple crystals and put them on my nightstand.
Yeah.
That's abnormal, sure. But it's not. That's not a deal breaker at all. I don't even think that's a detriment. But if it's what these people are talking about, then I assume you're using, like, crystal deodorant, you're burning incense, you're using
yeah.
patchouli...
Well, you know what? I don't hate that in people.
I hate it.
It's comfort to them.
It's not ideal. So I would say 8. How's that?
Wow, that's the one that got you.
That's the one. Wow. Okay.
I don't love hippies, if we're being honest. And I mean, that's
what
we're talking about here is a hippie, right? I don't hate hippies either. It's just I could see myself clashing with a hippie a lot. Okay. I think we'd have a lot of things we don't get along about. You know, it's just I was wanted to be a hippie when I was a kid. Had long hair, the perm, Grateful Dead, all that stuff, but. I feel like hippie would be tough. Okay,
so Snowcone, what's your rating for that?
Apparently, he's dating one. So,
well, yeah, but she's not a hippie. I mean, she has some crystals. That's the thing. You know,
she has some
crystals.
Honestly, a lot of girls do. It's not weird.
It really doesn't.
Like, and also, like, I think you think there's much more that goes into it.
No, I'm just look. If the person took the time to write this down, I feel like that person was implying that she is. A crystal buyer,
okay, if it was
which
that
is a patchouli,
kind of person,
yes,
yes,
a hippie.
If
right?
it was a hippie like that, then I would say.
And you know what? I like the smell of patchouli.
Yeah, a little goes a long way.
I don't
for
wear
me.
It, though, yeah. but I just like it.
I would say 8, too.
Okay. If it was that bad.
This next one. Actually, this is the last one because this is all circle printed out.
Five.
She's a 10, but she changes her personality after every movie she watches. I have known that person.
Wait, really? Like, what do you mean?
I feel like it happened more when you were young. It happened probably a lot with your friends. But, you know, you go to see a movie with someone that you're dating, and you notice that afterwards they're acting a little differently. Not just their behavior, which is definitely part of it, but something could come up, and it could be days later. Suddenly they want to purchase something, and you think, you want that because you saw it in that movie. You want to be like that girl in that movie. That's what
I
this is all about.
I took it as like you watch Succession, and now you want to act like you're a big businessman who's, you know, funny and has quick wit.
Like Julia, for guys, I think a good example would be you go see Fast and the Furious. You go to leave the movie theater, and he's doing burnouts, right?
Out.
And he's peeling out, trying to race guys at every stoplight. That's and I know for a fact I watched guys do that when Fast and Furious first came out.
Yeah.
That parking lot was just, you know, smoking tires. So you have to experience something like that at some point, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe Josh never did that, but you know what we're talking about at least. That to me. That's definitely 2 or 3 points. If it's happening every time,
yeah.
Then I'd give you, I'd say that's
no,
a 2 or 3
point
detriment.
No, when he picks up the speed in his car, I'm like, grow up.
I mean, and it depends on what movie you're seeing, too. So I think I got the idea of this. I wrote some down, just as examples, like Snow Cone. Snow Cone's a 10, but he smells like Lunchables because he always smells like Lunchables.
Does he really?
What is this?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? He
eats
Lunchables every day.
I've never been around him in person, so it's not like I know what any of you smell.
I can't believe you haven't heard me complain.
Which Lunchable? Does he smell like the pizza or the crackers and cheese?
He gets the pizza when he can, but there's been a supply shortage of those.
It really has been.
And he's been complaining about that.
You're pissing me off.
It used to be a Lunchable thing. Now I think it's just kind of a TV dinner thing. I just saw him eating a...
like a banquet.
Yeah, except what were you just eating there? What's that called?
A salad?
No, I just saw you carry the box out of there when you went to print off your stuff.
Oh,
anyway,
it's like a mac and cheese thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Stouffer's?
It's like a Stouffer's, yeah. It's one you've seen commercials for. Anyway, that's him. A lot of processed food, let's say. Kind of smells like
processed
food.
I don't smell like processed food.
Hey, I was being nice. Your room kind of smells like processed food. That's all. Like, for me, okay, I'll do it to myself, all right? The whole idea is this 10 thing is ridiculous, too.
You definitely don't understand how memes work.
Right. Okay, so, you know, well, you guys can do it to me. What would mine be?
He bings things.
There you go, right?
Oh, he's a 10, but he uses Bing?
Yeah.
Which I don't actually use, by the way.
And he uses it as a verb, too.
I said it as a joke.
You know, I think this is great about you, but some people might be like, he's a 10, but he's got a really deep obsession with vacuums and spends a lot of money on them.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing?
It's not, but it's an interesting one.
What a harmless hobby.
Stop screaming. It could mean things to different people.
He's a 10, but he gets defensive.
It's a 10, but he starts screaming about vacuums.
Well, for Julie, I said she's a 10. Now I would just say, but she has crystals next to the bed. But she's a 10, but she's always texting Snowcone. Which I know is not your fault.
I am not always texting
it's
him.
It's not your fault.
My God.
But you don't have to text
him
back.
Though. She kind of blows me up. You're right.
Oh, don't even.
She's a 10, but she gets a little defensive.
The Church of Laszlo.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right, we are doom scrolling. Laszlo's gone today, so it's just myself, Slim Fast, Julia, and Snowcone. So Julia decided that today what we would do is kind of, you know, move around the circle.
Once.
And Julia was going to get us caught up. So Julia, I know a little bit about this, but get me up to speed. What are your thoughts? I want to know your thoughts on the police response and alleged, you know, at least partial, possibly cover up to the police response in Uvalde and the shooting there. What's going on there? I saw there were some images released that people are sharing. Why are you looking at me like that?
I am not prepared to do doom scrolling. Please just do your normal job.
Well, I actually don't know. I don't fully understand the story either. Snow going, I was kind of hoping maybe you've been following it, because I really did just unplug from the news this weekend. It's not that I don't like reading the news, but I do try and look at the news every morning and every night for work. And so when I'm out of town, I'm like, I'm just not going to look at stuff. And when I got back, I saw everyone talking about these images of the police inside the school in Uvalde. It's just an image. And you see a couple of police officers. It's like a security cam, it looks like. A couple of police officers. They both have rifles out. And one of them has what looks like a shield, like a ballistic shield of some sort. Uh-huh. And somehow this image has caused a bunch of controversy because they're saying that it contradicts what the police had been saying happened inside the school.
This morning, the first surveillance image from inside Robb Elementary emerges. The photo showing multiple police officers standing inside the building with rifles and at least one ballistic shield 19 minutes after the gunman entered. This, despite school police chief Pete Arredondo's original claim that the officers weren't properly armed to take down the gunman at that point. Officers didn't enter the classroom and kill the shooter until 58 minutes later. Despite officers claiming they were waiting for a key to unlock the classroom door, surveillance video shows they never even tried to open it.
Okay, they keep saying surveillance video shows they never tried to open it. Is that from this one image? I'm not clear on that, but this story has changed so many times. If we think back to the day that it happened, the story we were getting is that there was a gunman who ran into the school and a school resource officer tried to stop him, that there was gunfire exchanged, right? The school resource officer was shot.
In the shoulder.
Don't know if we ever figured out where that story originated or if that was just a bad game of telephone being played. But then eventually it was, no, that's not the case. And then there was no school resource officer. Oh, there was, but he wasn't shot. And I actually, to this day right now, I don't know if there was a resource officer on campus or not. But I do know that the story seems to keep changing, and I saw some videos last night that people were posting of a town hall meeting, and they were alleging in the descriptions of the video that police were trying to get some of these people out of this town hall meeting, you know, because there's a large group of people that are accusing the police of a cover-up. And I have no idea, obviously. I'm not there, and I'm not even totally up to speed on the story. But it certainly does seem like there's something going on there.
They're not
helping their case at all. And when we heard originally that they weren't going to cooperate with the investigators anymore, I think that was a big one. But now we're talking 4 weeks now. It's been 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I still couldn't tell you what was going on. Was there a school resource officer that day? What originally happened? The big thing for a long time was the brick in the door the teacher unlocked the door, which I think a lot of people assumed that meant the door to her classroom was propped open. And then we later found out, at least my understanding was that door was the door that went outside, which is okay. So that's how he got into the building. He never should have been able to get into the building.
Okay.
But then they said, no, she had propped that open, but it was closed when he got there, when the gunman got there, and the lock was malfunctioning. It's just, it just keeps changing, keeps changing. And now they're saying that the police didn't go inside the school or didn't try and go inside the classroom to get the shooter, even though they said they were just waiting for a key. Now they're saying, no, that wasn't the key.
So you don't see them, like, try the door.
Right, right. But the only image I've seen from inside is just this one still image. So maybe they've seen more. I'm not exactly sure. We seem to hear stories like this next one every summer, and it's horrifying. And then you have the really crazy ones, like the father who was actually put on trial for intentional homicide and I believe was found guilty when he left his son in the car. I think with his story, it was that he thought he'd take him out of the car at daycare, which we've heard that one several times. And it's such a problem that car companies have started to develop alerts and dingers. If you open the back door when you get in the car, but then you don't open it again when you get out, a lot of newer cars will ding and say, hey. Or they can have weights in the back of the car if they sense something's in the seat, just like a seatbelt sensor. And now I see another story this morning, and this one is – they're all heartbreaking. This one's especially heartbreaking because this woman was – this mother was trying to prepare for a kid's birthday party. And she's apparently come home. She's in a rush to get everything set up for this birthday party. I saw pictures. This happened in Houston. Looked like they had bouncy houses and stuff ready to go out back. She's got her five-year-old with her. And apparently, when this five-year-old – this five-year-old knows how to get out of the family car. So it's – I don't know if probable is the right word. I think people are assuming that this is what happened, is that she thought that he would get out of the car on his own when they got home.
Okay.
The problem is they weren't driving the family car. It was in the shop, so they had a rental. And now it sounds to me like police are wondering whether or not the kid got confused trying to get out of this car, and he died of heat exhaustion.
A warning for parents on this first day of summer. A Texas family is in mourning after police say a mother left her young son unattended inside a car in the driveway of their Houston home as temperatures approached 100 degrees. Investigators say the mom was rushing to prepare a birthday party for her daughter and accidentally left her five-year-old behind.
She's excited, trying to get things together, and unfortunately this time the child didn't make it out.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. I have to be very careful here, but I told you I know someone that this happened to.
No.
Yes, and in her case, it it was the daycare thing. It was one of those situations where she thought she dropped, the baby, out of the car, it was horrible, absolutely horrible. No part of me or anyone else suspected that there was any type of foul play there. And honestly, I know that we see those stories and we go, how could you do that? But obviously, it happens to people, and I don't think that it's happening to all these people because they're and I'm not saying that some of them aren't negligent. But this is just another perfect example of knowing the details. It sounds like we know some of them, and that is that her kid can normally get out of the car. Snowcone, you know, you're a dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if your son can't get out of the car on his own yet, right? He could if he wanted to.
He could. Yeah, he's four, and he's definitely opened the door.
I mean, he's like 6 foot tall, so he's supposed to still sit in a car seat.
Yeah, he sits in a booster, and he I don't know if he's ever taken the seatbelt off, but he's certainly opened the door before.
But, I mean, you can just imagine that if that was your routine, that you pull up and that he normally gets out of the car in the garage, wherever, you know, goes up the driveway into the house, that's just part of the routine.
Yeah, my question was,
busy.
When did she notice that he didn't come in the house?
That's the question. How long did it take?
But she's preparing for the birthday party of another child. Yeah.
Exactly. It's horrifying.
That sucks, man.
There is some good news for kids, and that is all that talk about the vaccine for children under five. It's finally been approved by the CDC.
The long wait to vaccinate the youngest Americans is over. The first shots are now going into the arms of children under five.
They're the last group to have the vaccine available to them. It did take a bit of time. You're saying that you feel like that was a good thing.
I think it's a good thing because it helps reassure us that they took the time and the care to make sure that they got it right.
And I assume, Snowcone, that means is that your son, we just mentioned, he'll probably be able to get vaccinated.
Probably.
So I don't know how long
it
takes, but
we'll both talk about. But I assume we will.
Right.
But I mean, there's a little apprehension.
Okay. Hey, tell me. I'm not a parent, so I don't know. I mean, I definitely roasted plenty of anti-vaxxers in my Facebook.
No, yeah, I'm certainly not anti-vaxxer, but I know his mom isn't. And I assume we will. But I mean, I think it's something to discuss.
Sure. I mean,
you know, that's fair, right?
I think it's fair. I also just grew up, we got vaccinated for everything. You know, there's so many vaccinations, and I remember getting vaccinated at school. My mom swears that this didn't happen, but it did. In junior high, we lined up and went into the cafeteria and got vaccinated for something. My mom would have had to have given permission. It was probably just a flu shot. I don't remember, but I know that we got vaccinated for something. It's just one of those things where we trusted vaccines.
Yeah.
To the point that it wasn't even really something you thought about. It was like taking an ibuprofen for a headache or something, you know?
Sure.
And now I know everything. I just saw something that said that seasonal flu shot usage is going way, way down, and it's because of all this anti-vax rhetoric that began with COVID and made people skeptical. You know, they spent all these years trying to get people to get vaccinated and try to get people in the habit of it, and a lot of that has come undone. Julia, you're probably the most frequent flyer among us. Aren't you getting ready to fly somewhere soon? You're getting ready to go on vacation, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas next week.
Well, have you checked to see if your flight is still scheduled to take off and land on time?
I haven't gotten an email otherwise.
Over 5,000 flights have been canceled because of shortages. Whoa. They say they don't have enough pilots. They don't have enough air traffic controllers, ground control, air traffic controllers, right?
This morning, American Airlines reportedly ending its service to three American cities as the air travel industry is battered by staffing problems. The airline announcing it will no longer fly to Toledo, Ohio, or Ithaca and Islip in New York, citing regional pilot shortages. It comes after airlines canceled 5,000 flights since Thursday.
It's frustrating. It makes me feel powerless. I've been stuck in an airport basically for 2 days.
Have you ever been stuck in an airport, like really stuck in an airport? Like you're an airport far away from home and you don't even have you're flying standby and you're waiting.
Not dramatically. Obviously, I've been delayed by like a couple hours, but that's it.
I mean, you see it in the movies where people are sleeping on the floor, but it happened to me once. And really, in that moment, you are completely helpless, especially if you're kind of broke, which at the time I was kind of broke. And so it's not like I could just go get a cab and go get a hotel room or whatever. You're just waiting for that flight and you're hoping that they call your name and you're sleeping on the floor. Why can't we at least have a better system in place? I know that we can't overcome some of these cancellations and shortages and all that, but put a place to lay your head or something.
That happened to me once after when I went to Bonnaroo.
And you just got stuck?
The flight got delayed and I'm 17 at the time, so I don't have any money to do anything.
Right.
Then I had to wait to the next morning, so I had slept on the floor.
You know what I did? I tweeted about it. I'm one of those people. I will admit, I tweeted about it. And next thing I know, I jumped in line like six places.
Did you really?
And when I got on the airplane, I got a message from the airline immediately that said, "Hey, we heard that you boarded. Everything's okay." Because in my mind, I'm like, "Did they just bump me up because of Twitter?"
Oh,
and then when I got the message, I was like, "They did. That's pretty amazing." Only thing I use Twitter for is to complain. haven't had to complain about anything in a while. All right, we'll take a break and we'll finish doom scrolling with Julia's lighter side of the news coming up next.
Totally.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right, we are doom scrolling. This is the end of it, I promise. We only got a few minutes left to get through this, and then we'll be done with doom scrolling. My name is Slim Fast. Laszlo's not here today. He's out having a root canal. Having fun, doesn't feel like working, decided to go to the dentist and have that done. So it's just me and Julia and Snow
Cone. Good old Twitter root canal.
But the show must go on. So we are doom scrolling right now. And I know, Julia, you got some celebrity stuff to get to, but first.
I do.
I thought you did. You do. You have some celebrity stuff to get to because I've got questions. You do use TikTok, which I don't.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of news stories that now originate on TikTok from some of those websites you would expect it because they're more like pop culture. But there are a lot of stories that I see pop up on, like, you know, I'm not talking like the Wall Street Journal, but Yahoo News, things like that. It seems like almost every third or fourth story is something that originated on TikTok. And it's just run with, like, this person on TikTok said this, so that must be happening. And that's it. They don't look into it. So I have no idea whether this is true or not because I read one of the stories that someone wrote about it, but it's just based on this woman's TikTok video. She ordered a chair on Amazon, and when she got the chair, she says that in the package, she received a vial of blood. Now, it looks like a vial of blood that you would see at the doctor's office that's being sent to the lab for testing. I don't know. I'm guessing if you go to the doctor and have blood taken, it's got to get FedExed or UPSed or whatever somewhere, right? So maybe that's where it got mixed up. I don't know, but she says that she got this vial of blood, and I think she also said that there was a cotton swab in the box as well.
Okay, so that's what we ordered, and I had to Google it. It's got a Q-tip in it. It's full.
When I see these stories like this, my first thought is it true? Is this the kind of thing that someone's doing just to get attention, to get some views on TikTok? But of all the creative things I've seen on the internet over the years, I just can't imagine someone thinking, you know what would be interesting? We could get a lot of views. is if we say we ordered a chair on Amazon, and then we actually also receive this vial of blood. People are going to talk about
you
that.
You can't picture people doing that?
I don't know. Can you? That's why I'm asking. You absolutely can?
That seems like a thought somebody might have.
I know people
now,
have to
I'm
get creative.
I'm not saying that she lied, but I could see somebody being like, you know what'll take off?
Right, that's just it. It's not some of those ideas you go, now this would get people's attention. This will work. But the vial of blood, like if you're pitching that.
And then I can put my SoundCloud
link. Right, I'll put my SoundCloud link in there. This will get attention. I'm going to get a bunch of followers from this. And also, if I received a vial of blood with my chair in my Amazon package. Well, actually, I want to ask you guys, what would you do? If you order something on Amazon, your product shows up, it arrives, it's fine. There's also a vial of blood that's sealed up with a label on it.
I don't know. That's disgusting and scary. I don't know what steps I would take after that.
I'd throw it away. I think I'd just throw it away. I think I'd just throw it in the trash.
No, I think you'd put on Twitter or Instagram or something.
Yeah,
maybe not TikTok,
yes,
but
true. I would probably take a picture and say, look, this showed up. Yeah, I guess
I would for sure take a picture of it.
Yeah. But would you take the time to call Amazon and say, hey, I think I got somebody's blood work here?
Yeah, I think I would reach out to them and be like, didn't know this came with a chair.
Right. And also, it could be that maybe there's something they sell. Maybe there's Halloween stuff. I don't know. Something that comes with something that looks like a vial of blood.
I don't know. The Q-tip really sends it.
It does. You're right. When you see those two things side by side, you're like, this is somebody's blood work, and they're waiting on results, and it's going to take a lot longer now. Now, Julia, there is some celebrity gossip. This Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck thing.
Okay.
So J-Lo gets on Instagram, and she wishes Ben Happy Father's Day. I think she called him a selfless partner. Now, the scandal here, just like last week we had the scandal with Jennifer Aniston, because she said that, you know, she got famous before you could just get famous for doing nothing on the internet and accomplishing nothing. You're like, oh, your parents were famous. Like, okay. So this is about as ridiculous. I would have never guessed why people are upset about this, but she wishes Ben Affleck Happy Father's Day. Calls him a selfless partner, but it's what she doesn't do that got people talking.
This is the best time of my life. I love my career, but nothing is more fulfilling to me than being able to build a family with someone who I love deeply and who is just as dedicated to family and to each other as we can be. And I feel incredibly blessed.
So she doesn't wish Mark Anthony a happy Father's Day. Which I don't have kids or, you know, so like they don't have a baby mama that I know of. So I don't know how this works. But once you're split, isn't your job when it comes to Father's Day or Mother's Day, the way I understand it as an outsider, is that you buy like a card for your kid to give to their parent because they can't buy it themselves.
That's what I do.
But that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your responsibility ends there.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be weird for you if you were dating someone who has kids to go on to Instagram and say, hey, you know, I love this person and wow, what a great mom and blah, 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 and not say it about your.
And then I feel like when the kid's old enough and they can do it for themselves, then you have no obligation.
Is there, but do you, in that moment when you're saying Happy Mother's Day to my girlfriend because she's a mother, but not Happy Mother's Day, you're not mentioning it about your baby's mama, is that really an issue? Like, is that
such a
scandal?
I guess it depends on what. Well, here's the thing is people really shouldn't have an input on this because nobody knows what her current relationship is like with him. Like, they could be not in a good place. You know?
That's what I thought, too. It's people can get divorced and get, like, bitter, disgusting, bad divorces where they can't be in the same room as one another, and they probably couldn't for a long time before the divorce, and they can't stand each other.
Right.
Other people can get divorced because they're just, you know,
and it's also up
I'm
going to
take a job or something.
How you want to handle that. Like, if she said nothing that day, nobody would give her any crap, but it's because she wished Ben.
Right.
And not Mark.
I think it's as ridiculous as the Jennifer Aniston thing, honestly. And so far as being some sort of scandal there to talk about, I really think there's nothing.
You're just wanting to be mad.
Yes. I think the thing to talk about is the fact that I haven't thought about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez in a while, and sounds like they're doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has that been, Julia, since we first started talking about Bennifer 2.0?
A year and a half.
It's been well over a year, right?
Yeah. They're thriving.
Did they get engaged? Is that... Did that
yeah,
happen?
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
didn't
she
they
put
like
a picture of a ring up or
okay,
something? Right?
I was thinking
yeah,
that we
yeah,
talked about
huge.
That, and I was like, ah, maybe I'm dreaming this. But they're not married yet. They're just engaged. Is
yeah,
right?
I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
So, okay, this story is crazy. I had to check to make sure it was real. I thought it was fake at first, but as I read the details, it's true. This happened in Florida, of course. A guy is robbed at his home. There's three guys that show up to his house and they take money and stuff like that. But then they want him to get into his car and drive them to Miami, where I guess he can get stuff out of the bank or something. It wasn't exactly clear to me what else they want to steal from this guy, but and maybe they just wanted to go steal from other people, but they wanted him to drive. Either way, they get in this guy's car and they start driving. They tell him, hey, drive. Now, I don't know what you do in that situation. You're being held hostage. There's three guys in the car. They're armed. And you're out. It's the way I read this story, it sounded like it was during the middle of the day. But even if it's not, you're out there, you're in public, you see other cars going by. I'm sure they're telling you, though, you know, obviously don't do anything stupid. Don't wave down, help. Don't stop the car and get out of it. Whatever it is, something is keeping you in that car. But this guy figured out a way to get out of this jam.
Deputies in Martin County say a man purposely got pulled over to bring a two-day kidnapping ordeal to an end.
2 days?
Investigators say three men were holding that victim hostage and forcing him to drive to another location to get more cash. When the victim saw a deputy's cruiser, he intentionally committed a traffic violation. The deputy realized something wasn't right during a traffic stop and busted the three accused kidnappers, discovering a gun, drugs, knives, and lots of cash in the process.
So get this. This guy, to get the cop's attention, he sees this cop running like a speed trap, I assume. And when he sees the deputy, he swerves across several lanes of traffic and speeds because he wants to make sure he gets pulled over. So he gets pulled over. The cop gets all four of these guys out of the car, starts questioning them. And then tells them basically, okay, I'm going to send you on your way with a warning. Like the one time that you don't want a warning. And he says, I'm going to send you on your way. So apparently he starts, you know, they start going back to the car. And then he turns around and makes some sort of gesture to the police officer, like a gun with his hand. You know, I think it said that he put it behind his back and he's given like the gun symbol. So the cop sees that, calls the guy over and apparently says, all right, I am going to write you a ticket. Now the other three guys, the kidnappers, they're, I guess, over by the car or back inside the car. They think that he's being written a ticket, and that's when he tells them, yeah, I've been kidnapped. These guys have guns, and I've been driving. 2 days? Look, I'm glad that he got out of it. Whatever he did worked because he's alive and he's well. But I think once they get me in the car and tell me to drive, I guess they're telling you exactly where to drive. Because my thought was, I'm going straight to a police department or a police station. Just pull up to a police station. That's what I always did when someone wanted to beat me up at school.
Hold on. These guys are in your car with you with a gun.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And
like,
you say, I'm going to drive to a police station.
Well, that's it. They're telling you which way to drive. But if I see any place that I can go that I think this is like a public place, there's police officers, which I would think is a police station.
And the person has a gun.
And they have a gun. Do you stop and get out of the car? I mean, what are they going to do? Shoot me while I'm behind the wheel in the middle of this spot? I guess it depends, again, how many people are around. Is it daylight? But because trust me, when I read this, I thought about all the hypotheticals. First of all, it's the idea that someone would break into your house, ask for money, like they must have known that this person had money. That's because break into my house, there's really nothing there for you to get. But then to say, all right, now we're going to leave, but you're going to get in the car with us and drive us around. And this went on. He, from the time that they'd broken into his house until he got that cop to intervene, it was 2 days, a 2 day hostage ordeal. I mean, what would you do in that situation? They get you in the car, they tell you to drive.
Yeah.
Julia, you're driving your car. I can see it now. I know what kind of car you drive. You get behind the wheel. There's three guys in that car, and they say, start heading this way, and they tell you to get on the interstate. What do? You just do exactly what they say?
Right.
Hope for the best? I mean, but you know it's going to probably end with them killing you, right? But isn't it most likely that this is going to end with me
getting
shot? Well,
I mean, that's
shot?
The risk you take. I mean, obviously.
They're going to want me to drive out somewhere
there's
nobody.
Three of them. That's really scary.
It's really scary.
I always, had the plan. If anything ever like that ever happened, I would either sing songs that I learned in Catholic school growing up to them till they got really annoyed and just ditched me, or I would sing them Coldstone jingles.
I feel like I've seen that in the movies where they do the annoying thing to the
kidnappers. I would be excellent at it.
I think we've talked about this, haven't we? Annoying kidnappers with your jingle. What is the Coldstone one again? Can you take us out with that,
There's
Julia?
There's like a 20-minute version on YouTube if you want to hear it.
Of Julia's?
Yeah.
People want to see it, they can go check that out.
Church of Laszlo YouTube, yep.
We're cheerful and we'll holler because we got a dollar. We're thankful because we all are the Coldstone family.
Da-da-da-da.
Tip us. Da-da-da-da.
Tip us.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo, look at you.
Wow.
Hey, I'm back.
How the hell did you get a root canal?
A root canal at 145 at work.
A couple hours later. Huh?
How does that happen? I just looked up what is involved in a root canal, and it looked like the most painful, awful, horrible thing.
I will tell you, your friend, it's a friend of yours that you went to high school with.
What? I didn't have any friends
me
in
up.
High school. Interesting.
And she said she worked for a guy who does root canals, and I went in there. And this guy, I don't know if he's like an angel. I have no idea. But he takes me in. He says, I can, first off, that nobody could see me for like 10 days.
Right, yeah.
Was the closest I could get. I called everybody. And then, and I was like, well, I can't. Like, it hurt. Like, you know, everything hurt. And then
yeah,
if you
so
drink
you got you have like a nerve that was exposed. Right.
Okay. And so, like, it was, you were in constantly in pain, like a 3 or a 4. Which is bad, but if you drank anything, like it just shot to a 10 for like a minute, and then it would go back to the 3 or 4. Mm. And you're like, you have to be kidding me. And then they're like, yeah, well, see you like the first. Ugh. I'm like, the first?
No.
I'll just kill myself. Like, there's no way you are. There's no way I could come to work.
And they wouldn't give you pain meds. I don't get that either. If they
I asked,
see
I don't know if my dentist.
And, right.
I don't know if she couldn't. She is not allowed to prescribe them. I have no idea. Or maybe they say the pain's not that bad. I have no idea.
Because it's not. There's like dentists, there's orthodontists, there's all these specialists. I don't know who writes the prescriptions and who doesn't write them. I don't know if dentists. There's gum specialists, right?
Right.
I don't know which is which. What did you go to?
Endodontic? Somebody. All the guy does is root canals. That's it.
That's it?
Nothing else.
This is just a root canal factory.
Boom, that's it, man.
So he's good at it. Like, he knows what he's doing,
at least.
I will
tell you, like, I laid down, and he's like, I'm going to numb your teeth. And I'm like, I've been through this a million times, man. You're going to hit me with that shot in the gum. It's going to hit me in the bone.
Yes, those needles.
It's going to hurt like a son. And you just, you're ready to be tortured, right? You're like, just do it. Do it. And then, man, I didn't feel anything the whole time.
Well, after the shots, you mean?
Nothing. Didn't feel the shots. Didn't feel
you
anything.
You didn't feel the shots?
I don't know. What kind of special magic this angel from heaven had?
What if they have a new way of giving the shots or something?
Well, I mean, I could see the needle when he had it. It's the same one.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he gave me something before to numb it or whatever, but he was a genius.
Maybe you'd already been in so much pain. You know what I mean? That by the time, just couldn't feel it.
I would have felt that.
That's pretty good endorsement.
Yeah.
To get it. I had a root canal. How'd it feel? Oh, it didn't feel it.
I honestly didn't feel it.
That's crazy.
Took like an hour.
So are there, like, people waiting to get
root canals? I felt like how about this? It was more painful on, like, my neck. Like, I had to ask, like, yo, can you get that thing out of my mouth so I can crack my neck for a second because it's been laying back in that thing?
That's crazy. I just thought, I mean, everyone talks about how painful root canals are. I just thought it was, like, one of the most painful things you could have to sit through. And are there people out there waiting to get root canals, like a waiting room with other people waiting for root canals?
The parking lot was full. And it ain't cheap. So, I mean, the guy's good, and he had to go to... You know, school forever, I guess. But, you know, I kind of do the math in my head. He's bringing in, I mean, if you're doing 8 of those a day. Wow.
Man, oh, man. You just do root canals.
Yeah.
I mean, you would get good at it, right? Because.
Man, that's all you do all day.
That's all you've done. So practice makes perfect. I don't know how tedious it gets. Any job gets tedious. But that's how you know that person's smart. Because they say somewhere along the way, even if they thought I want to get into dental school, maybe someone stopped them and said, hey, the real money.
Right.
Is in root canals. Just take the extra classes and just that. Well, I don't want to do those all day. Yeah, you do.
Right.
All those jobs, and I'm not going to name these people because we know who they are, and some of them might advertise. I don't know. But those jobs where you just go, this is, you figured this out, and for you now, it's really not that difficult because it's all you do. You're very good at it. And so it's not like, I don't think you wake up in the morning stressed, like, am I going to be able to do my job today?
Right,
no, you got this down, and you can, like you said, get 6, 7, 8 people. Through the doors
a day.
Well,
put it this way. I called like 5 or 6 of those specialists throughout the city, and none of them could take me before the 30th. None of them. Oh. Only because you went to high school with this girl.
I wonder who it was.
Well, I don't want to say her name, but I can tell you who it is.
I'm very, very curious.
She said you were friends, but you had a friend in common.
Okay. All right. Did you know who she was, Snowcone?
Yeah. I'll send you. I think we're friends on Facebook. I'll send you a screenshot.
Okay. Interesting. Do you have a fear of the dentist?
No, I'm not afraid to go. I just hate going because it's always just a pain in the ass.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's just inconvenient.
It's inconvenient. It's usually painful. It drags on for days. And, you know, usually they can't fix what you need. You're right. You know what I mean? It's always like a 2 extra steps that you need to take. But I'm telling you, this
get
guy right
Twitter
here,
Twitter
dentist.
Just go get you. Yeah, I know it's so funny. Julie said, I was like, Lazo's not here. She's like, yeah, he's getting dental work from someone on Twitter.
Yes.
I'm like, well, when you put it that way.
Church of Laszlo. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing?
Well, Julia explained a meme to me earlier today, which you were probably already aware of, Lazo. It's the, she's a 10, but...
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Okay. Basically,
I guess I get what it is.
You got it. You get it a lot quicker than I did.
Well, see, you get right away. Seems very
straightforward. She's a 10, but she's missing thumbs.
Yeah. Yes. Sure, that's a good one. She's missing
thumbs. Now you select a new number.
So right. Yeah. I literally thought you had to think of a person you knew who was a 10 and then find something wrong with
them.
Oh,
that's not what I said.
No, he thought like a million different things, but I was explaining for 20 minutes and I had a headache and
he
still didn't get it.
Well, maybe it's the teacher. Who knows? You know, I don't know. But so somebody sent us this or sent me this. Because all those she's a 10, but he's a 10, but it's like red flags slash deal breakers, but are they actual deal breakers?
Right.
And so I saw that our favorite website, BuzzFeed, they already finished up this survey where they had people, they asked all these questions about, what do they call them? Something ridiculous. Oh, first date icks.
Oh, first date icks.
But they're asking, would these, because I guess they don't want to call them red flags, would these things be bad enough for you to cancel any plans of a second date? Or okay. Even the idea of a second date. And we've already got the results. So I'll ask you, and then I'll tell you how in line you are with everyone else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your date shows up, first date, wearing flip-flops. Now, I would think that that's a... Is it different for... I don't know.
I was going to say, are you... Is this pointed at one or the other?
Just because it's BuzzFeed, I kind of thought, well, they're probably talking about a guy showing up in flip-flops, right? More likely, because
if
a girl shows up in flip-flops...
I'm not repelled by that.
Well, here's the options.
I don't love it.
It's 100% fine no matter where we are. I don't expect someone to go all out on a first date. The next one is totally depends on the atmosphere of the date. Or the third one, seriously don't show up in flip-flops under any circumstances unless we're at the beach.
Yeah, I'm with three.
That's kind of where
but
I am.
But I don't know if it's a complete deal breaker.
I don't prefer
but
it.
But it's pretty close.
It is, but it's not a deal breaker for a second date. I think you and I are probably on the exact same page here, Lazo. If she shows up in flip flops,
I don't love it. I may think twice about it.
I think I might think twice too.
Right,
but
because of flip flops,
yeah,
yeah.
You guys,
it's not good. It's not good.
It's just kind of
childish
and white trash. It reminds me of like if me and you went to a wedding, Julia, or you went to a date and you took off your shoes and danced. Like, keep your shoes on.
Oh,
everybody keep their shoes on. Like, why are you taking your shoes off and dancing around, like, on the floor? Like, keep your shoes on. Don't go to the buffet shoeless.
I understand. I understand the points you're making. It's just interesting hearing the lines you guys draw.
Right.
Okay, I guess I could give you the results here. So we'll just do totally depends on the atmosphere, right? We'll go in the middle here. 9% said totally fine, no matter circumstances, which I thought would be higher, honestly, because I feel like a lot of people are good with them. 74% says depends, and then 17% say never.
Wow, 17% no.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Your date,
but that's women, men.
Probably a lot of women talking about men showing up in flip-flops, right? Which I don't know if that, I don't know how common that is. I mean, based on this, if we're saying, but we know this isn't all men or women answering this, but still, a guy wearing flip-flops is more noticeable, I think. If I meet two people for the first time, one man, one woman, you get what I'm getting at. If one's wearing, if they're both wearing flip flops, I'm more likely to remember that the guy was wearing flip flops. Like, hey, he had flip flops on.
Because women, almost all women, wear them all the time.
And they wear sandals of some sort a lot more often. Birkenstocks are popular, you know, all those different things. So it's just it's a little less jarring. Okay, next, your date compares you to their mother.
Yeah, it's
compares me to their mother. I'm all in.
Yeah, and like
in the reverse, it would be
this is a strange party, but I'm all about it.
For us, it would be they compare you to their father.
Yeah. So,
compare you to their mother or to their father?
All right.
What do you think?
That's
not a deal breaker to me. I mean, wait, hold on. How is she comparing me to her mother or father? Let's go father here. If she's like, oh, yeah, my dad likes that, or, oh, you remind me. Like, I don't know. What's an example of how you'd be comparing me to your father?
God, you are stunning, just like my mother.
Okay, now that, yes, that's. Yeah.
Now I'm like, all right, that was weird. That was really weird. But I'm way into it. Like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Maybe not a deal breaker. Once again,
not a deal breaker.
All right. Well, here are the options.
Conversation starter.
Here are the options. I really don't mind. They probably meant it as a compliment. The next one is, as long as it's not a comparison to their parents' appearance.
No,
I probably
she said
don't
it was
care.
Stunning.
And
like
next
her mother.
Is, yikes! No, do not do this.
Oh,
no second date.
Please, you Puritans.
So Lazo really doesn't mind.
I'm here to party.
He really doesn't mind. His option isn't on here. Love it. I'd like to get some more of it. Wish that would happen more often. That wasn't an option, so I'll just go with you don't mind. 16% don't mind. 51% say, just don't compare me to their looks.
Okay.
And then 33% say never, ever.
Okay. You guys, what? Everybody's out on this?
I'm probably... It could be a sign depending on what...
Sign of what?
Of weirdness. Just if she's like, you're handsome like my father. I'd be like, well, that's a weird thing. And she's like, oh, you're really cute. You know, my dad does cute stuff like that. The more she says it... The stranger it becomes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but again, none of it's a deal breaker for the first date. You know, for a second date.
It may
date.
Be
There's
a
no
deal
way.
Breaker for marriage, but it ain't a deal breaker for drinks at La Taquito.
La Taquito. Mm-mm, thirsty? Hungry? Next, your date just mentioned crypto and is now talking about cryptocurrency.
Yeah. I get enough of that here.
Well, no, that's AMC. We don't talk about crypto. Come on, totally different.
Not a turnoff. It's fine.
That's great. I wanted to learn more about it. Next is I'm indifferent and the subject will probably change in a few minutes anyway. Or no, shut up, please.
B.
C.
I'll go with Julie on this one. No, shut up, please. 33% say no, shut up, please. 61% say, it'll probably pass. 6% say, great, I've been wanting to learn more about crypto. Those people had to have clicked the wrong box, right? Okay. Next one is, they left their phone face up on the table and keep glaring at the screen or glancing at the screen.
Glancing or glaring?
Glancing at the screen. So they keep looking at it while you're talking.
I don't care.
Do not care at all. Is this an issue, Julia?
I'll notice it, but I don't think it's a deal breaker.
They're just glancing at it. It's not like they're picking up and reading it all the time. They're glancing. They get an alert. They look at it.
If it's face up, that doesn't mean it's anything sketchy.
Right.
Okay, but even if they were on their phone the whole time, I might think this person, maybe they're not that into me.
Right.
No, on their phone a lot. But if they offer a second date.
I would think they're waiting on something. I don't know. I wouldn't think anything bad about it.
It's not. It's certainly not going to be a deal breaker for a second date. I just assume that's what happens now.
If they were on it the whole time, yeah, that's annoying. But that's, I don't know. It seems like they're respectfully kind of just keeping an eye.
8%, only 8% say all good, maybe short on time. Only 8%. 70% say if they tell me beforehand that they're expecting an important message, then it's okay. And then 22% say deal breaker, this is rude. Okay, next one. Your date is singing along to the songs playing at the bar, but they keep messing up the words.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be me.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Singing along.
I hate it.
To the songs, but messing
it's
up
a
the
deal
words.
Breaker for me.
For a second date, it's probably the closest
it is.
One so
when they're
far.
Singing, and especially if, you know, it's like a song comes on, like, oh, I love this song, but they sing the wrong words, and they're...
Okay, well, that's even worse.
Is it because
worse.
They got the words wrong or because they're singing at all?
I think it's
the
both.
Words wrong, it's really, though. Singing you. The words wrong means you really don't know the words of the song, so why are you pretending
so
you know the
you
words
singing?
Of the song?
Yeah. Got it.
The whole thing's weird.
Singing
Quit
along
singing.
Is kind of weird.
I just do
but.
That when I'm drunk.
Just on, but that would be on a first date, or would it? First date,
yeah,
you just
of course
start
it would.
Get drunk and singing
what
along?
What else do you do on a first date?
Yeah,
I'm asking Julia. I don't know. Because you know, I can't hear it. What are you guys singing
Listen,
to?
I'm not gonna say I wouldn't do that. Like I wouldn't. I'm not gonna say I wouldn't get drunk on a first date and sing along terribly and ruin everything for myself. I'm just saying I haven't had the opportunity to.
Right.
I think this could be the closest to a deal breaker so far on the list for me. Unless it depends on what we're starting with here. If we're doing that game from this weekend, you know, she's a 10, but she right. sings along to the songs at the bar and sings them wrong. Well, but she's a 10. Like that's definitely not a deal breaker for the next.
Though.
It's very annoying. And
you
embarrassing.
Ever been in a car when someone's singing the wrong words on the
goddamn... You guys, there's worse things that could happen. Let it go.
I don't like singing along in the car, really.
Even, but if you do
all.
Sing along in the car, you're having fun, it's good, you really like the song, you sing to it, that's fine.
That's if you're in a mood.
But if you're just singing and you don't know the words and you're making them up as you go,
well,
then
if
you're just annoying.
If I'm three vodka waters in and I thought I knew it, but turns out I didn't, sorry.
Okay, what if you're on a date and the guy's the one doing it, Julia?
Julia does this a lot.
She clearly does. So it's fine
She's
for you.
Clearly a vodka and wrong lyric singer.
Right. Try and think of it from your perspective now.
We're
and
all
imagine
just doing
a guy
our
doing
best.
It. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and vote on this. So is it a deal breaker, Lazlo, for you or no? It's close.
Close.
Okay, 41% say, I don't know the words either, but we can sing together. So they're like all okay. into it. 35% say, maybe it's cute if they do it once, but no more than that, which I think there is something to that, too. Like, yeah, they started singing. That was weird, but it didn't happen again. So, and then 24% say, how loud are they singing? Why do you keep singing if you don't know the words? Are they singing over our conversation? I'm sorry, this feels weird. Goodbye. So that one's close to me, the closest right. so far. Your date keeps making sexual innuendos and jokes on the first date.
Okay.
Is that a deal breaker?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, this is one that needs an example.
Your date keeps making sexual innuendos and jokes. And the answer or the options are, ha, bring it on, or I'll tolerate a few remarks before I say something, or gross and tasteless. If we don't have rapport with each other, then these comments aren't welcome on a first date. Goodbye.
No, I'm good. I want you to tell me that, you know, talk about your mom and dad.
Right.
Why would this? I mean, like, of all things, like, why would this
offend
me?
You think that's funny? Let's talk about your father. He's cute. So, ha, bring it on, because I'm good with the sexual innuendos.
Julia?
If I'm on a date with a guy that I barely know that well, and he's making them a lot, I am going to be like,
I think it's
scary?
Different for men and women.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
I definitely think, because for men, it's like, I like this. It's funny. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. But if a guy's like, hey, look at that onion ring tower. It looks like my dick.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an innuendo or not, but I was trying to think
of
something.
I was just thinking it looked like my dad's. And I saw that. And then you're like, match made in heaven.
But if a girl's like, hey, look at that blooming onion. It looks like my...
Oh, dude. Gross. We were talking about we had to bring that up. Okay, 11% say, ha, bring it on, which we're all in the 11% there. I guess Julia's not. Sorry to lump you in there. But Julia, you said you were, you know, maybe what? Okay with it for a little while. It
no,
just depends on how long he's doing
it. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe like one is okay, but if they continue to make them, I'm scared.
50% said, tasteless, get out of here, right. Never again. Okay, they just called the waitress, m'lady.
Excuse me, m'lady.
God. Oh, God.
I like it.
M'lady. Says they're probably just nervous and trying to be polite. I quietly ask them not to say that again.
Why? Oh, on the first date.
Right.
He goes, excuse me, m'lady. You're like, could you never say that again? You're like, well, this date is
good. Don't. He stopped.
Come here. Please don't say m'lady.
Shut the fairy box.
Or who says that? No, that disrespect is weird. So I'm going with, I'm definitely not going to quietly ask them not to say it again. That's even weirder. Probably just nervous and trying to be polite, right? M'lady. Oh, you're dorky if you say m'lady.
Yeah.
That's all. I think, well, this is a dorky person trying to be polite. Maybe they're nervous, you know.
Or maybe they're trying to be funny.
And or
they sound like a theater kid.
Yeah.
It sounds horrid. No.
It does. M'lady.
Like
I get it.
I work at the Renaissance Fair every year.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Could be that.
That could be that. But again,
I'm not dating that person.
We're canceling a second date because
yes.
of this? For ladies, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Renaissance people.
Julia, the guy, first date, and he's like, excuse me, m'lady. And then he's like, m'lady. More
well,
coffee.
Well, now you're going over it.
Well, they didn't limit it to how many times he says m'lady.
M'lady.
I don't know. I don't think m'lady's getting m'laid.
Okay, fair enough. Your date just ordered for you without your permission, ladies.
Well, yeah, that would be weird.
Why would you do that?
Because it's polite.
No, it's not.
She'll take the lasagna. She's like, I don't like lasagna. Like, you do now, like, m'lady.
What if he's like pasta for me? She'll take the salad.
It's proper etiquette. It's a polite thing to do. It's very chivalrous.
No, that's
you
so
order
weird.
For m'lady. Yes.
Oh my God.
M'lady will have the strawberry field salad, and I'll have the lasagna. And if m'lady wants anything else, she'll whisper it to me.
It's so bad.
So ordering without your permission, Julie, that's a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Okay, no second
date. It's weird. Who does that?
I don't know. 78% of people said it's a deal breaker, but 2% said,
but wait,
cool.
Hold on a second. Let's say it's a first date for you.
For me?
Right? And you're just sitting down. You go to a restaurant. It's a nice restaurant. And the girl next to you, right?
Yeah.
This is, you were doing like the 10 thing. So you, at least you find her attractive. I'm not saying she's a 10. Yeah. And she just looks over and goes, he'll have the porterhouse with a baked potato and a beer.
Yeah.
You're like,
cool.
All right, my lady.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Right on. Like, it's different,
well,
right?
I guess we know who takes charge in this relationship.
I'm like, bring it on.
Because I was really worried.
And don't forget about the whiskey. Neat. And you're like,
all in.
And then she says, why don't you go out and have a cigarette and I'll wait here for it. I'm like, all right. This is great, right? So.
Yeah, I'm in.
But if you did that to a woman, if you said, you know, she'll have the whatever, women order. Whatever
food,
that is.
Drinks, I think.
Whatever
I
they
could
want,
be wrong. I
right?
don't know.
The scampi.
Yeah.
And a glass of white wine. If you said that, she'll have the scampi, a glass of white wine, and something else. And it would be really weird.
It would be weird, but I can't believe you wouldn't see me again just because I ordered dinner for you one time. I mean, it's supposed to, it's very old fashioned. I know that.
Yeah.
But you know,
I wouldn't do it. But I am saying if somebody did do it, it might be cool where I could see a woman never liking that.
Yeah, for a woman, I could see they're never like.
Never
for me,
for
I'm
you,
like, this, I'm intrigued.
Be like, yeah, I'm intrigued.
I'm,
why did that happen? Where
I'm
are we
intrigued.
Headed with this relationship? Date two is on.
Your date chews with their
mouth.
We're
going to go somewhere expensive.
Yeah, somewhere expensive. Your date chews with their mouth open.
Yeah, it's gross. Who does
that?
You got to go? Hold on, Lazo. No second date? What if everything else about her turns
about
out to
Slim
be great?
Fast
no, I'm
in
fine.
The last game is that he's accepting of absolutely everything.
No, but I'm accepting of lots of one things. Shouldn't everyone be? I mean, we're just...
It's not that big of a deal. You're
it's
right.
It's not that big of a no, deal. She chews with her mouth open. It is weird. I'm like, why is she chewing with her mouth open?
I don't know
like
what that looks
it.
Like, to be honest with you. Does anybody really do that? No one does that.
I don't
people
know. Children,
do
right? I mean, kids do
no,
it.
I've never seen anybody do it in real life.
I've not seen adults.
Like, everybody's like, oh, I hate people who do this, but I've never sat across from the table and seen anybody absolutely do it.
I guess there's people who talk while they're eating a lot, so maybe she's talking while she's chewing. I mean,
that wouldn't bother me, I guess. I don't know.
It's, it ain't,
have you ever sat across an adult and them go,
oh.
I've never seen it. Like, we all hate
I
it, but
think,
I've never seen it. It's like something that doesn't exist.
So.
We just decided we hate about people.
Yeah,
like
right.
One dude in
not
a trailer in Montana who does that.
I think you're right.
That's
you're
it. Right. I've never seen anybody actually do it.
Like the guy who says m'lady. It's probably the same dude. He says m'lady, he chews with his mouth open, he orders food for you.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so you have this trypophobia thing.
I do.
And like we were saying, back in the day when people first started saying, no, Laszlo, your fear of seeing these gouges and holes and stuff, there's a name for that. It's called this. And then we started looking it up. Never heard of it.
I really think we saw it on the internet first.
Was it on the internet first?
Right. I don't think anybody said that. I would always just say fear of gouges. And some people would text me like, me too, every once in a while.
Okay. I remember
and then we
that,
saw it on the internet somewhere, like, you have this.
There was a picture back when we were in Seattle that we both saw. Someone had photoshopped lamprey mouths onto some guy's fingers, and I thought it was
Stop
a real
it.
Picture. And that kind of, I remember that leading
that
to some of this.
That little plant that's breathing with the toads coming out of it.
You know, and then people used to send me stuff more often, be like, hey, send this to Laszlo. But I don't get them as often as I used to. The last one was that bleeding fungus thing. That was a good one.
That
was a good one. So, this...
like close-ups on sponges even get me.
I could see
Can't
that. I mean, it's the same same difference, I guess. Uh-huh. So this company that does polling, they just did their phobia survey of American adult citizens, okay?
Do you have a phobia, Julia?
She's probably got something that's
on here. I feel like I do,
but
there's not something I can think of, like, you know exactly what yours is.
Well, see if you have these, because they ask these questions a couple different ways. One of them was, do you fear any of the following? Select the ones that apply. So that's one way that they did it. Then another way was that they asked, like, same things. How much do you fear each of these things? And then, you know, a great deal or moderate amount, a little or not. Sure. So I'll just go with, do you fear these things, any of the following, and give you the percentage of people that said yes, they do. And I can start at the bottom where it's, first of all, Lazo, they don't name yours as trypophobia. They call it, they say, the fear of clusters of small holes. But okay, I mean, yeah, sure, that's trypophobia, right? Well, what do you think the percentage of people is that said that they feared a great deal? Now, this is the people who said that it at least bothers them a little. For the people who are like, eh, don't love that.
Well, everybody I say that I have the phobia to, they all say I don't love it.
Right.
But it doesn't really bother them as much as it bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't change how you eat. It changes how I eat.
Right. You got to smooth the peanut butter.
Yeah, I have to smooth it over. So I will eat it out of a, but if I do that, and then I smooth it back over. I don't like looking at it.
Well, 42% of people said it bothers them a great deal.
Okay.
That they fear it a great deal. And then 30% said a moderate amount, and then 27% said a little. But that's pretty good. 42% right. of people, your phobia is getting real popular. Yeah. Okay, now there were 16% of people that were polled that said, I have no fears. I like those people. And maybe they don't have any phobias that they can think of, the typical phobias. I would assume that you still
it's interesting, the way they say it, because a phobia is a fear.
Right.
And snow cone off the air, we were kind of mentioning, I'm not necessarily afraid of these things.
Right.
I just can't look at them without being grossed out and sickened.
But there, I think it relates back to, you do have a fear of, you wouldn't want to touch the thing with small holes because you'd be afraid of it. Like, that's not safe. It's gross.
I think it's gross, but I think it's just an evolutionary component that's just telling me
to stay away from it.
To stay away from it, but it's not afraid of it. It's telling me, instead of be afraid, it's telling me that's disgusting.
It's like a fear of seeing it.
It's more of it's like I'm disgusted by it. Literally disgusted by it.
It's so uncomfortable, you're disgusted. But if there are you're not afraid of it.
But if it doesn't keep them up at night thinking about it, yes. I get that. But if there was something that we were passing around in here that had small holes, right, in, like the Lotus Pod or whatever, he wouldn't want to touch it. I think that counts as technically, right. I think that counts as kind of a fear. So people say they have no fears.
I don't like saying I'm afraid of stuff.
Well, no fear.
I'll fight that thing.
16%. And I guess those people all have the T-shirts. But then driving. So, and I'm starting at the bottom here with least number of people that said that they have a phobia of these things to the highest. So driving, 6% of people, which I know people who have an absolute fear of driving, don't want to do it. Some of them, I've known people that don't drive at all because of it. Well, I guess I knew one person. But I know people, and I won't call them out right now, but they are totally afraid of driving, and they only do it when it's the only option they have. If they can find someone else to drive them or just stay at home, they will.
I had an ex-girlfriend that wanted to drive on highways.
She
would take like 2 hours to go, from Lawrence, which is, 30 minutes away or whatever, to get here.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't get
on I'll go on the side streets as opposed to the highway if I can.
I just wonder, I've been stoned and been behind the wheel, which is bad. You shouldn't do that. And I know, especially for me, which is why I never even consider it anymore, because the whole thing feels overwhelming, and the car suddenly feels very dangerous, and everyone around me is dangerous. And the idea of getting on the interstate, I don't understand how I do that.
I always feel like
it's not
that I'm scared on the highway. I just feel like people are in a hurry. They're cutting people off. They're trying to merge through the exits, going the other way. It's 3 seconds away from some sort of road rage. And if I'm not in a hurry, then it's so much easier to just take a side road.
Right. Now, my phobia is the second lowest ranked one. I thought it would be much higher, but hospitals. Only 7% of people say that they're scared of the hospital, which mine's so bad. Like, when my sister-in-law's had babies, and so I maybe would run in there and say hi, and then I ran out quickly as I hate it.
Oh.
The smell of it, the sight of it, just everything.
Now, is that triggered from something?
Nope.
Is that PTSD for you?
No, because it started when I was a kid, and that was what my mom would always say. You haven't had a bad experience at a hospital yet. Why do you have this fear? I don't know if it was from a movie. Something about it, though, just don't stay here too long,
fear.
Or they'll tell you you're dying. I don't know. Just get out of this place. And you could say, it's an unpleasant place to be, but it's more than that. It was definitely, I got
to
run in.
Because nobody runs to the hospital on a winning streak.
Exactly. It's not
a
great
place
to be.
It's like an AA meeting. Like, it ain't great, but, maybe we can. I always look at it we're going to an AA meeting. We're going to the hospital. Things have been better, but, maybe they'll get better.
Right.
I always look at it, there's a little bit of hope in this place. A tad. It's probably not a lot, but there's a tad of hope.
Hey, it's better than
in an AA
right?
meeting in a hospital, right? You're like, maybe someone has a solution here.
Feet is on the list, which I've never seen show up as one of the top things Americans are afraid of. Feet.
I thought it was a fetish.
That's what I thought, but there's a small percentage of people that are scared of them.
Who are freaked out by them.
I mean, we just talked about the flip-flops thing. I don't need to see extra feet running around. I get it. There's a time and a place at the beach or whatever, but I wouldn't say I'm afraid of them.
No.
A little bit gross, unpleasant, whatever. A dentist, which I thought would have been way high on the list. 11% of people say that they are scared of the dentist. I like this, just being touched. Which there was a girl in my high school. She did not talk. They call it selective mutism, I think, because she could speak, but she would only talk to like her mom and a couple other people. And no, and if anyone tried to be like, hey, and they would put their hand on her shoulder, she would, you know, just absolutely flinch and no, get away from me. So I guess that's the thing. I don't know the name
of it. She
should
see somebody.
Be in touch. I hope that she did. She probably sees some people about the not talking too. You know, right, there's probably some stuff going on there, but I don't know what it was. Fire. That makes sense. I understand people are scared of fire. I would think that we're all at least a little bit scared of fire, but you know,
I respect it.
Place,
I'm not afraid of it.
Respect it. Yeah, Julia, she's definitely not afraid.
No, not afraid of
no,
it. Julia's
actually
a fire starter. She's born with fire.
For the love
in
of God.
In her fingers. She could start it wherever she wants. I'm the fire starter.
After that incident happened as a child, which, by the way, by incident, I did not start anybody's house on fire.
Okay.
I
ain't the cops.
I had the worst fear of fire for years, and it still kind of freaks me out a little bit. But, like, I was to the point where I wouldn't have candles lit on my birthday cake. Things like that.
And okay. You don't think this has anything to do with the house burning down next door that you started?
She said she
I'm
didn't start
it. I'm saying it has to do with the house burning down next door that you I did not start.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I understand.
I've heard of this next one, too, the fear of vomiting.
Yeah,
a few
lot of
people
I know
actually
people
have
that.
No, no one, I think, really. Well, I guess, you know, it just depends.
I hate vomiting.
I've made myself throw up plenty of times.
I could be there. I hate vomiting.
Me, too. Okay. I wish I liked it. I'd use it to lose weight.
I don't understand. Oh.
I'm being honest. I know it's unhealthy, but I try it. I try it, but I can't. I can't get myself to do it.
I used to do it. If I get the munchies and eat like way too many goldfish and a bunch of stuff before bed, I'd get ready to go lay down. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I should not have eaten all that food. But I don't have a problem. As big a problem, clearly.
I
it's not something enjoyable.
At all costs.
I don't enjoy it like that.
Everything
oh.
I can to not vomit. I hate it.
I hate it, too. When people are like, oh, you're hungover, just make yourself throw up. You'll feel
yeah,
better.
No.
What I don't like is throwing up and not knowing why. If I'm drunk, I know I'm throwing up. If I just made myself throw up because I ate too many goldfish, I understand. It's when I'm standing in front of the truck, like, am I about to throw up? Why am I about to throw up? That freaks me out, but that's more fear of being sick or fear of dying or whatever. It's not. I don't think it's specifically the actual puking that's the problem. Because disease is on the list, too. And it said that 21% of people are scared of it. How can only 21% of people be scared of disease? Unless you just, you know what, though? One of the things on here.
Don't think about it enough.
I don't think about it. I'm not scared of it either.
Yeah, but if you hear that there's like a disease, I guess that's what it would be then. You just have a constant kind of nagging fear of disease. It's a phobia that goes above and beyond what other people's.
I mean, ALS. Normal,
sure. Yeah, you had that. I mean.
Right. And I still do to some degree.
But, yeah.
But like
I guess
just
that's
just disease.
You're just overly worried about it. Yeah, you're washing your hands. You don't want to leave the house. I guess that would be a phobia.
But I went and talked to a professional and they medicated me. So, right, you know, maybe helped. If I would have never done it, I'd be like, yes, that is the one.
Right.
Maybe if I didn't get on my meds.
Needles? I thought that would be a lot more common.
That doesn't bother me at all either.
Nobody here?
I watched the guy put the big one in my mouth today. Take that, clip it, and use it out of context.
He's getting ahead of that. Just making sure.
Just go ahead and get that. Watch the big guy.
Another one of Laszlo's on here, clowns.
Well, I hate clowns. That's my
although
sister.
Although that number is down now a little bit because that number used to be higher. Yeah, I know. That's just it. There's no clowns anymore. Right. So you're like, why would I be scared of those? I've never seen one. But when we were kids, they used them as entertainment.
The clowns. She would just put clowns in the corner of my room. I was sitting there.
Yeah,
wake me up with
a
little
thing.
Troll thing. Like, hello. And then she'd be hiding under my crib.
Oh, that's where this comes
good
from?
Lord.
With your sister?
Yeah, and then
stuff?
I would look and she'd be like, and she'd have the little picture of a like a clown or a troll.
Well, that's
hiding under my bed
from.
And putting it up like,
hello. Under your crib?
Yeah.
Like when you were in a crib.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
wow.
know, when he had too much to drink. They didn't want him rolling out of bed. So
oh, yeah. As
in a crib.
A baby.
Storms, like thunderstorms.
They used to bother me as a kid. They don't anymore.
That's normal, though, right? I would think that a lot of kids are scared of thunderstorms. Yeah. You have to come up with the story about Jesus bowling or whatever it is. Crowded spaces. I got to admit, not a fan of crowded spaces. I don't know if it's enough to say that it's a phobia, but I have never in my life tried to fight to get to the front of a crowd if it meant getting through a crowd. I'd much rather be in the back of the crowd. After seeing that fire at that nightclub 15, 20 years ago, seeing that actual video of it, even more so. Like I don't like being shoulder to shoulder anywhere. If I find myself there, it's usually I didn't see it coming.
I definitely don't love it, but I wouldn't consider it a phobia.
Okay, then I guess mine is. Because if I find myself shoulder to shoulder, like in a tight crowd, I'm actively trying to move to the edges to get out of that crowd. And if I can't, then I am definitely scared.
I can get claustrophobic.
I could get very claustrophobic and very scared.
Then it takes time. Like, I can only stay in a plane for so long. Like, people are like, let's fly overseas. I'm like, nah.
Right.
I know it's going to freak me out. And even if it's like a flight from, like, we used to fly to, like, my parents lived in South Florida and we lived in Seattle.
Right.
And they'd be like, well, we have a direct flight. I'm like, mm-mm.
Too much.
Stop me in the middle somewhere. Let me get out, walk around. But if I'm not staying on that goddamn thing for it freaked me out.
Me too. But the shoulder.
And now it's gotten worse. Like, I don't want to fly now at all.
Right.
When COVID happened, it was like, oh, you can't fly? Then I went on a couple driving vacations, and I'm like, I don't want to fly.
Yep.
I'm going to try it, maybe, but I'm like, I don't want to. Yeah.
It's not like they're giving us more room. Right. Yeah, but when you're in a crowd at a concert or something, and you're shoulder to shoulder, being in the middle of that crowd and looking around me and seeing, like, if I needed to get to the edge of this crowd
right
now.
I always sit at the back.
That's what I'm saying. I do. If I found myself suddenly in the middle of that crowd, I'm trying to get out of it. So I think that, I guess I would write that down as a yes. Now, the very top ones here, flying, which who knows if that's the claustrophobia or heights or whatever. Heights is a little more specific. 30% of people say they're scared of heights, which, again,
I think everybody's somewhat scared of heights, right?
There are the people that do, like, the, you know, sky-rise window cleaning and everything. I guess you could say they're not scared of heights at all.
But I'm sure if they look down, it makes them anxious.
Yeah, maybe
even
not,
them, right? I mean, yeah. I know they do it every day, but there's no. I'm not afraid of heights at all. But if I go on top of, like, you know, you go to the Space Needle or the Hancock Building or whatever, and they say, oh, look down off the glass, your stomach makes that feeling like, oh, boy, that's far down there, and then it goes away. It's
right,
like,
I feel like that's something.
Then, I mean, I'm not presented with him enough, but I guess I would say I have a phobia of that because, like, I would absolutely never go skydiving.
Right. Yeah, but me neither, so maybe that's an extreme. But, like, if someone says, hey, we're going to go climb this, you know, like when you're on a road trip, Lazo, and there's those roadside... they're like forest fire towers. Yeah, no, you know, people pay to go up to the top and look
point.
At, yeah, just the lookouts. Like, I do that stuff. I'm not jumping out of an airplane. I'm with you, Julia, but I think there are, I've known plenty of people that are so afraid of heights that they can't really get further than a story
or
two up.
I can look over, like the apartment I lived in Chicago had, like, a rooftop, and it was on, like, the 60th floor, and I would stand and look over that and be fine.
Then I don't think you would write down yes.
I could do it, but I would get that feeling in my stomach.
Yes, which some people say is actually, there's like a French term for wanting to jump into the void. Which
the call
some people
of the
say,
void.
The call of the void, which is actually what some people say that feeling is in your stomach. It's almost like, do it. Just jump. End it.
Is that what I have?
Maybe. I feel like I have it. I've had it before for sure. Like, oh my gosh, just, whoa, this is it. That's all you got to do right now. The biggest ones are spiders, which I really thought would be number one. About 25% of people are scared of spiders.
I don't like insects.
So just in general, spiders no more so than... So like a lightning bug and a spider in your house, they're equal? I mean, spiders are different than other bugs. You can be scared of all bugs, but if you have a spider thing, I can see why you focus on the spider thing. My ex hated spiders. I don't like moths.
I don't like any sort of insects running around.
I don't like them.
You hate moths.
Hate them. They're hairy and they're flying upside down.
I hate any bugs I don't know what they are either. Like those little... You call them, like, whatever bugs those are.
Those stink bugs that we started
getting. Yeah, and I see those, and, like, what is that?
Yeah, I didn't have any little kids.
Like June bugs are too much. Like, you're a dog with wings, and I hate it.
Yeah, when they start getting big. Well, that's, like,
and they look like cockroaches. I'm like, do I have what is this?
Right.
But you don't, and it makes you...
Like, why is a submarine flying through the air?
Right. I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't like... There's
and anytime I see any of those bugs, I don't know why... That bug's bad enough, but I immediately think, is that a cockroach? Why do I have cockroach? Oh, my God. I know I have an exterminator, and then it, you know, flies around in a circle. I'm like, I don't think cockroaches fly. I'm not sure.
They do, sort of. Cockroaches are foul, foul, disgusting things, and I don't know if it's because society has built them up to be. I'm really only kind of scared. The only bugs I'm scared of are usually flying bugs. I don't like cicadas flying around in my face. If you've never seen one, Google it. I don't like moths at all. I don't like butterflies, actually, to be honest.
I like a nice butterfly.
It's a moth. It's a big moth, and it grosses me out.
No, it's pretty.
It's a worm
nice.
With wings.
It's beautiful.
You're a worm with wings.
Jesus, someone's really defensive here. Spiders, like, don't love a spider surprising me.
I don't want spiders on the furniture or anything. That freaks me out. But if it's on the wall...
And can you pick one up and let it outside, or would you have to kill
it? My dad used to say, and I don't know if this is true or not, he'd say seeing a spider out is the sign of a clean home.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true or not. He's like, but it's got to come out from behind stuff to look for something to eat. So.
And I'd rather have the spider than the things
stuff.
That they're eating.
So
most
leave it
of
alone.
The
it kills stuff. That's what he used to say. So I guess him saying that has made me feel better with them.
Right. But
whether that's true or not, I have no idea. I'm just going to don't text me that's wrong, because I'm just going to continue living my life like
that. No, spiders are good if you don't want bugs around your house. That's what you need. And then snakes. People are more scared of snakes than spiders. Snakes never freaked me out. Are you guys scared of snakes?
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if you encounter a snake all of a sudden, it surprises you on a trail and you're not expecting it, you don't know if it's venomous, that's fine. But, like, if someone had a pet snake and offered to let you hold it,
yeah,
I think that counts as a fear if you're saying no
I'm
way.
Not holding it.
You've never, like, held
I'm
a snake.
No.
Okay. So that's a fear of snakes, then, right?
Yeah.
Julia? I can see Julia having a pet snake. She seems like a pet snake.
I wouldn't have a pet snake, but if they were, like, having, you know, one of those, like, exotic days where they bring in a snake to work. And
yeah.
They're like, hey.
Well, you have exotic days at work?
No,
they do.
But I'm
exotic
saying,
snake
like,
days. Britney Spears like, shows up.
What the hell is happening? And
no, I'm saying you'd all used to do that
and
in elementary
we all live. We all live in different states, but you live in. Like,
no, they don't have exotic days at work. I'm just saying, like, when you were in elementary school and they used to bring, like,
the news guy from a sports station comes rolling in with a bear.
It's exotic day.
Exotic animal day.
One up me now,
somebody
Dave.
Else got a python wrapped around his head. Look at
Listen,
me.
All I'm saying is if an expert came in and they were like, hey, this isn't going to bite you. It's fine. It's harmless. No venom. Put it around your neck. I want a Britney Spears moment. I would do it.
Okay, yeah, I would not do it.
So then I think that's it. I think that's the difference. If you would hold the pet snake. No one should be, like, excited to see a random snake on a hiking trail. Like, oh, great, a snake. You should be startled. But I think the phobia would mean that you're not even willing to pick up the snake on exotic day, when that's the whole purpose of exotic day. Why have exotic day if no one is going to handle the snake? And up until this point, we haven't had exotic days in this building because Lazlo and Snowcone both refuse to even touch the snake. So it's just a complete waste of time.
The Church of Lazlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.